The subject of my talk today is self-analysis. Daily self-analysis or self-examination is indispensably requisite. Then alone can you remove your defects and can grow rapidly in spirituality. A gardener watches the young plant very carefully. He removes the weeds daily. He puts a strong fence around. He waters up at the proper time. Then alone, they grow beautifully and yield fruits quickly. Even so, you should find out your defects through daily introspection and self-analysis, and then eradicate them through suitable methods. If one method fails, you must adopt a combined method. If prayer fails, you should take recourse to satsang or association with the wise, pranayama, meditation, dietetic regulation, inquiry. You should destroy not only big waves of pride, hypocrisy, lust, anger that manifest on the surface of the conscious mind, but also their subtle impressions which lurk in the corner of the subconscious mind. Then only are you perfectly safe. These subtle impressions are very dangerous. They lurk like thieves and attack you when you are napping, when you are not vigilant, when your dispassion wanes, when you slacken a bit your daily spiritual practice, and when you are provoked. If these defects do not manifest even under extreme provocation, on several occasions, even when you are not practicing daily introspection and self-analysis, you can rest assured that the subtle impressions also are obliterated. Now you are safe. The practice of introspection and self-analysis demands patience, perseverance, leech-like tenacity, application of iron will, iron determination, subtle intellect, courage. But you will gain a fruit of incalculable value. The precious fruit is immortality, supreme peace, and infinite bliss. You will have to pay a heavy price for this. Therefore, you should not murmur when you do daily practice. You should apply your full mind, heart, intellect, and soul to spiritual practice. Thoroughly rapid success is possible. Keep daily spiritual daily and practice self-analysis, self-examination at night. No doubt how many good actions you have done, what mistakes you have committed during the course of the day. In the morning, resolve, I will not yield to anger today. I will practice celibacy today. I will speak truth today. Om.